your name and whereabouts you're from.
So, my name's Luke, and I'm not really from anywhere. I've spent most of my life moving around. I was born in Bath, and I've never been back. I've lived in different places. I've never lived anywhere for longer than 3 years, so it's kind of my childhood trauma is moving around, and it's something that I've never really got over. I've done it my whole life, and it's kind of bled into homelessness, where I've not been able to afford my house, not had a stable enough existence to put down any roots anywhere, and I eventually found myself needing support from this lovely charity, the York Road Project.
Thank you very much for sharing that, and obviously it must be very difficult for you to share that, but in terms of the charity, when you came across York Road Project,
yeah,
what was it that appealed to you with regards to the charity, and how did they kind of approach your initial story?
Well, they reached out to me, and dropped me a very nice card in where I was staying, and a goodie bag, which was very nice. And the card was very well worded, and it just said, if you need a shower or you need to come and do some laundry or just come and have a chat and stuff. And it inspired me to come in.
So how long have you been with York Road Project?
Just for a couple of months now.
Okay. Yeah. And how are you finding it? So obviously you're currently in now some short-term accommodation. How are you finding that?
It's lovely. Very nice. As I say, after living with no real roots or roof over my head for so long, that it's so nice to be able to, get up and have a shower, for example, and indeed, not feel rough all day and cook myself some breakfast, which is very nice.
So having that independence back.
Yeah, really definitely, yeah. I've actually got a dog as well, so they've been very welcoming to my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Merlin.
Oh, amazing.
Brilliant. Yeah.
A Merlin fan?
Of course, yeah. King Arthur and Merlin, definitely, yeah.
Fantastic. So, in terms of obviously coming into York Road Project, what is your plan? Have they put a plan of action in place for you? Are they supporting you into the future, do you feel?
Yes, definitely, yeah. They've helped me put together an application for the council to find somewhere more permanent, which is great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you touched upon, obviously, things that happen in people's lives definitely impact them potentially later on.
Sure.
Why is it really important that you kind of understand that and obviously are working with your road project to tackle it?
Good question. So I can move on from it. So, not keep living on a treadmill of, negative outcomes, really. It's almost like self-sabotage, if you like.
So you go round in that circle.
Yeah,
so you
want
to now break that cycle and get, onto a good path in a house and with that independence.
Well, yeah, and become, a more productive member of society, because I really do want to. I'm a gardener and a garden designer, and I really want to help redesign the gardens of Woking and the suburban areas. So, I can only do that if I'm back in the system and settled, and a place for my dog and a place for me to get a shower.
Yeah, so definitely. Member of public's view on homelessness sometimes can be a bit warped.
Yeah.
People generally kind of have this unconscious bias when it comes to people that are rough sleeping or homeless.
Absolutely.
What would be your message to those individuals?
Well, it can happen to anyone. Anyone can become homeless, whether it's a fallout in the family. I was talking to a young man the other day whose stepdad, has come into his life and bullied him out of his home with his mum.
Wow.
And, anybody can become homeless for all sorts of different reasons. And obviously, there's lots of financial pressure now. The benefit systems don't really pay your full rent or anything. So, you know, if you can't get a bit of part-time work to top up your income, you're soon going into debt and becoming homeless. So
what would your advice be to somebody, if somebody's listening at the moment, they're struggling at the moment, what would your advice be to them?
Do get in touch with as many different charities, talk to Citizens Advice, go to the council, and do try find a way back in, or not to get kicked out, because obviously a lot of people are facing that at the moment.
Luke, thanks so much for talking to me today. It's really important that we continue to talk about various different reasons why people are experiencing homelessness, and it's fantastic to hear your story. Anything else you would like to say to the listeners of Radio Woking?
Yes, if you can send any donations to the York Road Project, they'll be gratefully received.